your initiatives.
So that's what it's like to be a cleric.
And now you guys are all going to meet while we're in battle. Or you can walk away and go home.
10.
Simon, what'd you get?
Mom.
I'm sorry.
You
I gotta
suck.
Get used to that names. Oh my gosh. 18.
18, lovely.
Yes.
Scarlet?
17.
17. Lagatha?
21.
21, excellent.
Yay.
Adam?
14.
14, beautiful. And Ulrich?
7. That's a big 7, DM. I want to specify. It's a big 7.
Okay. I'm going to bring out my... Well, they're relabeled. You've all seen them before. Her bodyguard. 1, 2, 3, 4. Essentially, the charm was to see how far were these guys able to get to her.
So, question. Would I have known something was up, or would this have just looked like part of the performance?
Give me... They tried to make it part of the performance. If you okay. would like to give me a insight check, I can do that for you.
Okay. So, 18?
19. I will give you this, that because you think maybe something is up,
mm-hmm.
I will allow you to take a movement before we rolled initiative, if you so wanted to get closer to them.
Okay.
Or I'll give you a sneak attack. I'll give you the first attack before initiative, depending upon what you wanted.
Honestly, what I would probably do is I would probably try to get to them first. So, but I'm up on the balcony, right?
Yes.
So I would use Starlight Step, and I would magically teleport 30 feet to an unoccupied space that I can see.
Okay.
So I teleport down to
off
go after
the stage?
Yeah, if I could, put myself in between her and them.
Move yourself where you want to be. Very well done.
Wow. Okay.
That is next level. All right, guys. So now everyone can see this. Everyone has eyes on it. The action of the bodyguard jumping out has snapped you out of your charm. No one is charmed anymore. And you are ready to go. So, up first is I actually have two bandits. I'm going to say that's going to be, just for myself because it's a little bit easier, I'm going to say 1 and 2. So if you just materialize directly in front of them, they're going to be like, what the hell, man? One is Jezebeth, 2 of the pink ones, those are Jezebeth and her bodyguard.
So these guys.
Yeah. So 1 and 2. So they're going to take attacks to you. That's a 10 to hit you.
Yeah, no.
And a 7 to hit you.
No.
So, yep, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for you. So you're standing there and they boom, boom, and they hit your shield, boom, boom, and you're like, really? So then up next is Lagatha. You're up.
Oh, let's get this party started. 15, easy. Run. So I'm going to just like try to jump.
Mm.
I got shoulders.
Mm.
Stab with dagger.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you real quick. If you're trying to do something like jump onto somebody, that's an acrobatic check.
Uh-huh.
So give me an acrobatic check before you do the attack.
Okay, acrobatic check right now. 16.
That's above average, you're good.
Okay.
So you're able to
run,
jump
on shoulders.
Step, jump on the shoulders, and you're trying to stab
with
five with a dagger.
Right.
You only have one attack, one hit, one or two hits.
I think it's one.
Okay.
Bonus action is 2 of fighting.
But you can do a bonus action offhand attack. You idiot. You can do a bonus action offhand attack.
Yes. Yes, you can.
So you can do a hit and then a bonus action hit.
Okay. So I'm going to do dagger right now. Hit. Hopefully it hits. 15.
15 to hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hits.
Okay. So damage is 6. May I take a bonus action to disengage? Jump off shoulders.
Jump off shoulders, disengage. Yes, you can.
Okay, that's what I
right?
do. I'm good?
Yeah, so you're good. So you did 6 damage, and now you backed up a little bit.
A little bit, disengage.
How far do you want to move back?
5, 10.
Sure.
Right there.
Yeah, because you can't move too far because you came in maybe about 20 feet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Okay, so that's good. Sorry, I'm a little loosey-goosey on the space right now because my map is
yeah, you
bit
don't see
rough,
the looking at that.
So I'm not really going foot for foot. All right. Up next is Simon.
Hi.
Simon, what would you like to do?
I am going to use Firebolt.
Okay.
Okay? At the closest one that I can get, I'll move one. I'll move right behind, right there. Yep. One. Behind them.
If you move too close, you won't firebolt this from a
distance.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see that one. I'm thinking of the pink ones.
What's the first thing I wrote?
Are you guys communicating like you do in high school where you're writing each other notes?
What's the first thing I wrote?
Stay in the back.
Okay.
I'm thinking if I stay in the back, it's okay for the ground four.
That's up to the DM if you could see it, but you could maybe hit 1, 5, okay, maybe 4, depending on the DM who's saying.
Should I go the further
way
back?
The way I envision the theater is a little bit different than the map is showing.
Okay.
I would say yes, you can hit it.
Okay.
You said Firebolt, right?
Firebolt, yes. 12.
12 to hit? Mm. I think that just hits.
Okay. Because I roll 6 damage.
To which one, I'm sorry? Number 3?
I think she said 4. DM.
4.
4. All right. Sounds great. So now, that's your whole turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up is Scarlet.
DM, can I see these three from my vantage point?
Yes.
Okay. So that is how much?
It's okay. I'm not going to kill you on I'm not going to kill
you
on space.
Would you say 30?
Yes. It's okay. Fine. Yeah.
All right.
Just because the map is a little... I mean, it's a beautiful map, and I wanted it for show, but the proportions aren't 100%, so it's okay.
Okay. So, I would like to cast Bane.
Okay.
On these three guys. So, they're going to have to make charisma saving throws. Whenever a target that fails this saving throw...
Oh, they have zero charm.
Up to 3 creatures of your choice that you can see within range must make charisma saving throws. Whenever a target that fails this saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
Great. What is your spell safety save?
My spell save?
Uh-huh.
13.
Okay. Excellent. So you have 2 failures and you have 1 success. Sorry, it was a 19 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say number 5 is the one who was able to save.
Okay.
So 1 and 2 are the ones who are now with the penalty.
They have bane and this lasts for 1 minute, DM.
Perfect. Love it.
And that's going to be my turn.
You got it. So now we're going to be jumping to 3 and 4, the bandit. Wait, no. I'm wrong. Oh my god, I completely skipped it. Adam. You are up. What would Adam like to do?
I will take a defensive posture.
Okay.
I'll be behind my woman.
Okay. So you're just going to...
Just...
So you can take the action of dodge. So if anybody's trying to hit you, you can have... I think it's like advantage or something like that.
They're at disadvantage to hit them.
Yeah. Disadvantage to hit you.
Okay.
And you can just do the dodge. So you don't want to hit anybody, you just want to dodge.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still observing what the... What's happened?
That's fine.
Before I...
So you're going to dodge for this turn.
Right.
Okay. So then up next is Zorik.
So.
the suave.
Wow.
The natural suave.
In my first rodeo. So I'm going to take a swipe at number 2 with my sword. Oh, that should hit. That is a dirty 20.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So that's going to be 8. So that's going to be 9 damage.
9 damage? I'm so sorry. To which number?
2.
Number 2? Ooh.
And bonus action, Shield of Faith on myself. So I am now a 20 to hit.
Not Braz's first rodeo.
Patriot.
Ulrich, you are up.
All right. Seeing that they've interposed themselves between Jezebeth and them, Ulrich will move in and interpose himself this way, just sort of looking over his shoulder curiously at these creatures fighting.
Uh-huh.
It's probably too late for you to hold your breath, and I need them both to make a constitution save as I breath weapon.
Wow.
4 and 3.
Wow.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's just a fun thing to do.
It's a fun thing to do.
Weapon, what is it? Acid?
This one is poison.
Poison.
Ooh.
Okay, nice.
A natural 2 and a natural 1.
Okay, well, they can both get fucked. as they each take 10 poison damage.
Jeez Louise, I don't even think they're going to get to go.
Breath weapon.
Already?
A cone of poison cloud just exhales from my mouth. As you all see a giant green-scaled dragonborn humanoid step onto the stage.
Wow. Okay, so number three falls down.
Good, hard. Fuck him.
Number four looks in excruciating pain.
Oh, he's about to be in more. For what it's worth, I am in chainmail, and I am wearing spectacles on the end of my nose. On the end of my snout. There's like two little spectacles.
Do you have any hair?
No, no hair. I do have a tail, though, for what that's worth.
We're all so excited for you. All right, so then number four now gets to go, and he's really, really hurting, but he is going to try to get you, and he is going to try to hit you. Wow, I am rolling for absolute caca. That.
He's trying to hit me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mistake.
He takes his scimitar, and he tries to ram right toward you. He clearly misses so hard, he bounces off of you.
Wow.
Probably would have knocked himself out. All right, so that is their turn. I'm
actually,
say,
DM, what did he roll? I forgot. I'm in scale mail, not chain mail. That's a little easy.
He rolled a six.
Okay, fuck him. On we go.
All right. And then the last bandit, number five, he is going to try to take a scimitar. He is going to move directly up to you, those 10 feet, and he's going to try to hit on you.
Do I get a attack of opportunity?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Please do.
11?
Ah, miss.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
The thought was there.
He will, he's going to move up into your space, and he's going to try to hit you with the scimitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys don't do a lot, you know what I mean? This is just for...
Is there any way I could try to step out of his way?
Not really. He got a dirty 20. So you are going to get 4 damage.
4?
4.
Okay.
You're just tense from the henchman agency.
If you have anything as a reaction, do you have a reaction? All right, we will refocus back up. So top of the order again, my bandits 1 and 2. They are going to both try to go for Zorik, and I'm going to roll with hard dice, you know, in real life. How do you say that? IRL. I'm going to roll IRL.
Minus a d4.
I wish
Does it matter?
I wish I had gotten that on video. That was great.
Does it matter? Wait, hold on. Stay right there. Because they rolled a 5 and a 7.
Yeah, that doesn't meet my AC.
Are we already messing up?
So
I really hate combat.
Because I have Shield of Faith.
Because I hate it.
So my AC is a 20.
Because I hate it. Okay.
I hate combat.
Because of Shield of Faith.
Okay.
I have it up. So
I'm gonna burn the building down.
Yeah. So 2 scimitars come to you. So 2 scimitars come to you. Nothing comes of it.
Yeah, no.
Moving on.
Nothing comes of it. Tink, tink.
Larissa, you are up again. You are now in melee already with this guy.
I'm already in melee. Oh,
you're already in melee with him.
So cantrips ain't gonna help.
Why not? What's a cantrip?
What are they?
They are all in dark cloaks right now.
Don't know what race or class they are.
No, they just have scimitars. What cantrip did you want to use? Any of them in melee?
One is Acid Splash, one is Fireball. Acid Splash, Fireball.
Acid Splash is 60 feet, 120 feet.
Yeah, so I leave it alone.
30 feet, yeah.
Oh, screw it. I won't use it. I'll just do like a little bound, you know, like a run, bounce.
You're already.
Oh, so I'm already there, so I'm just... No, screw it. Dagger.
Mm-hmm.
25. Yeah, okay, I crit.
You crit?
I crit.
Excellent. Roll me double the damage now.
Okay. I think it did that already. 6.
Okay, wait, hold up. I'm going to address something right now.
So
I'm going to do what Jake does in his game. When you crit, you're going to get the full die plus one roll. So you have d6s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a d6 plus a... You're going to have actually, 6 plus a d6.
It's actually 4. D4.
It's a d4?
Yeah. I rolled a d4 for 6 already. So what else do I roll?
So re-roll for me. Just roll me 1 d4.
One d4?
Uh-huh. 2. So we're going to say, what is your plus to hit?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is your damage, your plus to damage? 3?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So 3 plus 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to say you hit for 9.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean by that? So instead of rolling 2d4 for your crit, you're going to get 4, and you're still going to just roll the regular.
Sure. I don't know why.
So on your crit, right. You're just going to roll your normal die with your normal modifier,
right.
And then add whatever that die is, the max.
Okay, of what that die is.
So like, for instance, let's say if you were rolling a d12,
right.
And you crit. Instead of rolling d12, you would just... 12 plus 1 die. So this way you're at least doing something.
I gotcha.
Okay? So I'll go over the details later to make sure everybody understands it.
Okay.
Okay.
So we got that.
So what did we say?
It was, I rolled originally a 6, and then that was a 3. That one.
It was a 9.
That singular one was 3.
So that's on number 5. So number 5 is now...
That appearing in this company?
Correct.
Yay!
No longer appearing here today.
Excellent.
Alrighty. So now we are on to Simon. Simon, what would you like to do? On this side, you still have number 4.
I'm going to use my firebolt again.
Okay.
That was my fault, DM. I had her distracted.
Oh, she's on 4. I'm sorry. He was showing me something.
Oh. The first hit was on 3, right?
No, it was 4.
So that's my mistake.
It was 4.
I put the hit on 3.
Okay.
And not 4. So that's why 3 went down so easy. So I apologize for that.
Oh.
So we'll, if you don't mind, can we pick it up and we can just hit 4 now? I'm so sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to hit on 4 again. 9.
9 to hit, bounces right off him.
That's true.
It's the way a cookie crumbles. Awesome. Scarlet, the illustrious.
So has it been, it hasn't been a minute yet, right?
No. A minute is 10 rounds.
Okay, so I'm going to keep my concentration on Bane for 1 and 2, and then that's...
You can concentrate and still cast anything that's
as long as
action.
It's not a concentration, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Because you don't want to pull your concentration to another spell, but you can do something that's just an action.
Fantastic.
I recommend a cantrip.
Yeah. So, thank you for that. I'm going to Vicious Mockery.
Like it.
Please, what do you say?
I'm going to... I don't know what I'm going to say. I didn't think about this.
You are just full of noises.
You swing a scimitar like a grandmother. That's where I'm going to start. You swing a scimitar like a grandmother.
We'll start there and proceed
we'll
from
start
that
there
point.
And get meaner.
Okay.
And I would like to say, I thought they had scimitars, but it might have been him. Whatever.
No, they all have scimitars.
Fabulous. So I'm going to do that on... 1.
On 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're still concentrating on him, but 1 is so damaged already. So let me see what you roll.
Okay.
Oh, what is it? Do I have to do a save?
Remind me. You... Wisdom save.
A wisdom save.
But you have to minus 4 from it.
And after minus 4, okay, I got
a minus
6.
Minus a d4.
6 without the d4, so I'm okay.
Fabulous.
So,
so much now...
damage.
So now it's 1d4 psychic damage.
Come on. Hit me.
Also, I'd like to, on behalf of D&D Grandma, I'd like to apologize for all grandmothers in the scimitar swinging community. We do not mean to offend you, and we support all grandmothers who do, in fact, swing scimitars. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the podcast.
How dare you?
Now this is a true vicious mockery.
I got a 4.
Zero edit.
You seem upset.
Zero edit.
Good.
He only had 2 hit points. I was just hoping you didn't get a 1. He goes down.
Fan fucking tastic.
As you are like, yo, you look like a grandma, he turns around and falls over. Still my arm.
He clutches his pearls.
Clutch his damn pearls.
Alright, so
for the pearl wearing community and the D&D grandma.
Oh my god. Alright. So focusing again.
Jabberwocky.
We got Scarlet. Now we are up to Adam. Adam, what would you like to do? There's number 2, and then there's number 4 on the other side of the stage. They are both really hurt.
All right, I'm going to go up to number 2 and swing my axe.
Beautiful. All right. So go ahead and roll to hit.
A 6.
A 6? Oh, sorry, honey. It's a miss. he is facing the other way, and he kind of is like, it just kind of dodged out of the way at the time. Sorry about that.
I used my knife by mistake, so
oh, I gotcha. All right, that was Adam. Next is Zorik.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go after number two again.
Number two, okay.
23 to hit.
Well, yeah.
28.
And just for the... We're going to throw a Divine Smite on top of that.
Good lord.
Because...
He is not messing around.
Braz really does.
Oh, man. You don't have to.
Braz usually wakes up and chooses violence that day.
I do, in fact.
So... I do, in fact, he says... You know what's really throwing me off on this combat? Is I have my pieces numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And on D&D Beyond, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's very upsetting to me.
Fucking numbers and letters. What is this, algebra? Oh.
So that's going to be 5 slashing and 8 radiant.
Well, definitely dead. Definitely dead. Cool. The slashing happens. And then the radiant just takes it to a whole new level. Okay.
That's number two, DM? We can take that off the battlefield? Okay, cool.
I'm going to also just describe this during the battle, is that now once they, there's, it looks like the guys all to the ones on the stage are all down, you're going to see the bodyguard start trying to remove her and pull her backstage.
Okay.
Because even the one number four who's still standing, he's very, very injured. So now that he feels that she's safe, he's trying to pull her off stage. Also, just to describe the action... Everybody else in the opera house is screaming and yelling and running chaos for their lives.
Like sure. South Park.
So, so they're all just like getting the hell out. Okay. And the princess is like on guards everywhere, jumped up to take her and carried her away in like a little bubble. So she's good. Okay. So can you move the Jessabeth and the bodyguard? Can you move them out? Yeah, kind of around. Yep. Perfect. Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So now, okay, so back into the combat. We had Adam, you had Zorik, Ulrich.
Still on your feet, are you? I'm going to draw my cudgel. I'm going to spin it by the leather strap, and I'm going to thoma him right upside his head.
Okay.
13.
13 to hit?
To hit.
Hits.
5 bludgeoning damage.
Knocked him out. Boop. Hits the ground.
And I'm just going to spin the cudgel and just slap it right back onto the clip.
As he falls, you see the cloak kind of moves off of his head, and he's wearing an eye patch.
Interesting.
Yes.
When he hits the ground, I'm going to pull his hood off.
His hood off?
Yeah. I'm going to expose it.
He's a human man. Nothing spectacular about his appearance, but he's wearing an eye patch. At this point, the theater has essentially emptied. You see everyone has run, the place is kind of calming down, and you see the bodyguard, and a lot of the grips backstage are also gone. Everybody is kind of like deserted the place.
What about the princess?
Princess is gone.
Okay.
She was wrapped up in a little tight bubble, and she's out.
Thank all of you for your assistance. Could have handled this, but I appreciate the help.
So now at this point, you guys actually get to interact and introduce each other. You introduce yourselves to each other. So at this point, you're all standing on stage. No one else is around. You're surrounded by a couple knocked out, a little bit scorched bodies. And you so, yeah, absolutely. So you can see everybody around you. So if you want to go around and just kind of introduce yourselves. So you said, thank you for your assistance. I could have handled it on my own.
Could have handled it, but I did appreciate the help, so. Wait, many thanks.
Where's Jezebeth? Is she okay?
I believe I saw her bodyguard take her.
Scarlet would actually go backstage.
Okay.
And just make sure, like, stay within a safe distance, but make sure she's okay.
So when you go back, Jezebeth is with her manager in the dressing room on the other side now.
Okay.
He is holding her, and she's crying. The manager is standing at the door and says, she's safe. She's okay. Please just let her have some space, some time. Please stay. I know she would want to speak to you, but give us a few moments.
Okay.
And you can see through the door, the bodyguard is holding her like a little girl almost while she's crying in her shoulder, like crying in his shoulder. And in the battle, he didn't take a single strike against anyone. He was just protecting her. And you can see they have a really tight bond. And the manager kind of, as you can see this through the door, he closes the door and says, please just give her some space.
Can I have three flowers with me, minus mm-hmm. one that got swept away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hand them over to mm-hmm. the manager
mm-hmm.
and say, for when she's feeling better.
Mm. I'm sure she will appreciate that. Thank you very much. And he takes the flowers.
I turn and I just kind of,
yeah. So now you're on the stage, you have all these people here. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I want to go to, like, front of the stage.
Okay.
And I want to look, like, on the boxes that they call the opera boxes.
Okay.
And I'm like, where is she? Where is the princess?
Nobody's there. You don't see anybody.
She disappeared. How high up is the box?
Gonna say 10 feet.
Okay.
10 feet
so up. I want to do is, like, scoot up to the box where she was seen.
Okay.
And I want to try and...
You'd have to try to kind of like scale up the wall
right,
there.
Okay. Right, like run, do a little run.
There's
jump.
Like stuff you could grab onto.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to go in the box. Adam's like underneath, just waiting because he's used to it. And I just want
to
do...
He's used to it.
Just investigate and see if there's any clues. I want to see if the princess is like out of the box but in the hallway. Is Eldrin around? Because we did get a physical...
Description
of him. I don't see anything. Do I see anybody who is tall, blonde?
Muscular.
Muscular.
Tan. You don't see anybody like that.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks like a Ken doll.
Okay, I got it. I got
no pickup from this one.
I know.
I'm focusing.
I said he looks like a Ken doll.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to just...
I'm Barbie reference. What is it? Formal protest.
Denied.
Informal protest.
Denied.
Improvisation. Yeah.
I'm actually gonna gavel over here. Okay.
So
so you don't, if you wanna run outside and see if you see anything on the street, you could. But right now from inside here you do not see anybody that looks like him.
Keeping the eye on you.
No, I don't wanna knowing that there was mass panic before, if I was to run in the street, it'll either be deserted or there'll be still too many people or yeah, it'll be too deserted. Yeah.
I'm going to be taking all their hoods off. I want to see if I can gauge if there's anything that...
Variety races.
I'm going to be joining in that. I want to search the bodies.
Search the bodies?
Yeah, in general. Yeah, that's the
right. Yeah, 100%.
You search the bodies. Across all of the bodies, you find 6 gold and 15 silver. You find a map of the theater. And a message is kind of... It looks like a little coded message at the bottom. All of them have the piece of paper independently. They each have it kind of tucked into their pockets. Okay? So the message actually looks like 3 little circles. And on each of these circles, there are dots kind of moved around. So it looks like circles with dots all kind of coded into each other. There is a small message that says, interrupt the stage.
I find a message that says interrupt the stage.
Yeah.
I drop what I'm doing and I immediately book backstage to where Jezebeth is.
So the manager is standing there.
And as because he was searching the bodies with me too, right?
Correct.
And Ulrich saw that he was a very adept fighter. So I drop it immediately. I look up at you and I'm like, this was a diversion. And I drop it and I'm booking backstage.
Okay.
And I would follow.
Does anybody else follow?
No.
So does Simon.
Simon goes?
Simon does follow.
Well, I'm still in the box, but I call out to Adam. So he comes, like, right under, and then I just jump.
And he catches you, like a circus act?
Not really. And then I just fall, like, right on his shoulders, and then he just... And then we will take off and follow.
You're gonna follow?
We'll be, like, lagging behind, but we want to see what
it's
this
a long
action
line.
Is.
Right.
Yeah, follow. Okay. All right, so...
But you, from what I understand, you weren't far. You were kind of just like backstage, kind of milling around.
I'm still backstage. Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of just like see them head back there.
Yeah. So she's already backstage as you guys kind of come. You see 5 people come storming at you, trying to get through the door.
Well, she doesn't want to be bothered right now. She's in such a state.
M'lady, this was a diversion. We have to get to her now. And I brush past her. I don't wait for her to approach.
La, la, la.
She
I think I feel. Oh God, no! No, you didn't.
That's awesome. So now, as you guys go, the manager too. The manager tries to stop you and is like, "No, please stop! You cannot go in there. She
step
needs
aside.
A moment. I will not let you go through. How do I know that none of this diversion is actually caused by you?"
I should say the same thing about you.
I'll try to step in. I'll put a hand on my shoulder, and I will say, "There's more here than meets the eye. This is more than a mere kidnapping attempt."
Roll a persuasion.
Persuasion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not allowing you to roll persuasion because you're using the me voice.
Ulrich's got business, man. He ain't here to fuck around.
Ulrich is yelling. At least he's trying very nicely to talk.
Oh fuck. Persuasion. Mm. 4, 5, 6, 9.
He kind of postures to you. He's not going to let you through. If you want to go through, you're going to have to push him.
I gladly will push him.
Wait, Scarlet's going to come up from behind. She kind of sees this.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Charm Person.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
What is the saving throw for him?
I'm pretty sure it's... Hold on. Wisdom.
Wisdom? Mm-hmm. And what did we say before? What's this DC?
13.
He fails. So he looks right at you and is like... Not the way that you've seen everybody else be captivated, but he kind of softens to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say?
Please... Let these shaman through. They have no ill will towards her, and they just wish to help. Please.
He softens. Let me just speak to them for a second.
Okay.
Make sure that they're willing to talk to you.
I turn back to these two. Just hold on for just 1 minute before you storm in there.
And he kind of, before he opens the door, he kind of thinks better, and he looks at you. She's very fragile. We can't upset her. She can't handle it.
I understand. But they're not here to cause any more of a disruption. They're here to help.
So give me 1 second. I'm going to get a drink, and I'm going to drop this off, and then we will open that door.
Yeah? I would like to put Divine Sense up.